This is a National Astronomy Meeting special from Naked Astronomy. Still to come, we'll hear how three tiny CubeSats can help to fill an important gap in our understanding of space weather. But now, not everyone at the National Astronomy Meeting is looking out into space. Researchers at Nottingham Trent University have gathered new evidence that suggests that a 4,000-year-old 2.2-metre-tall standing stone in the Peak District National Park was intentionally aligned to make use of the sun. Dr. Dan Brown explained why Gardam's Edge is such an interesting area.
It is a very special site. You don't find these singular standing stones frequently in the Peak District. We have to make sure, whatever we find, that it's not just a chance alignment. So one situation you could imagine, it could just be a standing stone, very slim, upright, a few hundred years old, that's just lent, and through pure chance it's showing this alignment. And we have to sort of avoid that that could be misinterpreted in this way.
So what does the site actually look like? I haven't had the good fortune to visit myself. So when I do, what will I see?
Well, if you would go out with this glorious weather to the site, it's a high ridge gritstone, sort of a very coarse sandstone, and overlooking the Derwent Valley, fairly boggy in parts, in others quite rocky. So a typical Peak District landscape for the high end plateaus. And on that area, you have many different sites of interest for archaeology. You've got a Stone Age enclosure, which is a strikingly clear ring of stone, a rock art that's in place as well. So you can see the background archaeology of the site. And if you walk onto the site, you're already going through time. You can see Victorian drift mines, old millstone quarries, and a medieval hovel as well. So we use that quite a lot to get the visitors into the frame of mind. They're now taking a time travel. And when you end up at the highest level, you then encounter sort of the oldest remains on that site.
So what was it that first made you think that this monolith, the standing stone, wasn't just randomly aligned and was possibly indicating something and pointing at something in the sky?
There was always the idea of how, let's have a look, how is it orientated? And we do actually do a lot of outreach work on this site. And as part of that, we analyse just, let's have a look how you would determine if this stone has any alignment, not expecting anything special. But it then became quite clear with our work experience students that this stone was very precisely aligned north-south. Then just doing a very simple photograph, a plumb line against the stone, you could estimate that slant of the north-facing side was nearly 60 degrees. And if you then introduce some very basic astronomy, let's see where you are, how much tilted is the celestial equator, and what's the ecliptic tilt, you come up to 60 degrees. So that was initially the finding that said, well, hang on, there might be something interesting there.
What do we think it was aimed at?
It's not really aiming at something as such. So we're not talking about stellar alignments. We're not talking about more advanced astronomical alignments there. What we're talking about is something very simple that everyone experiences in their house during a year. You experience how the sun moves, not during a day, but during a year. And this is something that you can see because this stone is aligned north-south and to such an angle. So the north-facing side, the smoother side, is actually catching the light for the entire day only around midsummer. If you go into the winter half of the year, you don't find any light falling onto the stone. So actually, it's not pointing at a very weird star constellation or an odd star or something where aliens will visit us in the future. It just is plainly showing us where the sun is in the sky for a certain time in the year.
Why would that have been important to people 4,000 years ago? Presumably, they could see what was happening with the sun anyway. Other indications would be used to tell you what time of year and what to expect in the coming months. So why is it important to have clearly put lots of effort into having a large lump of rock that indicates where the sun is?
That's quite important to say that it is not really used for determining when that's happening. It's really the people knew what was going on, so they had already rituals set out or meetings that occurred at certain times of the year. And this is the point, and that's interesting. If you have these meetings, you want to make them special somehow. So you want to mark the occasion where you would meet or move towards or where somebody of importance would be standing. So you would place a marker there. You wouldn't make it small. You would make it quite substantial. And having the amount of effort put in there shows also that whoever's placed it there, the community, for example, worked together to place it there. And it's not just a general marker. You could put a sign up anywhere, but you want to write something on the sign, so you want to give it a meaning. For example, the importance of this meeting. In this case, it's conveying the importance by being only illuminated. Maybe it's a midday meeting, so this stone front would only be illuminated during this midday meeting. Nobody would have come to the idea to try to find out when that midday meeting is by waiting till the sun shines on there, but it is still a striking emphasis on what's happening there.
So it really does seem to be an object of celebration rather than a tool.
I think that's exactly the thing. It's a tool to emphasise rather than a tool to observe. And I think that's quite important. If we try to understand what ancient mankind did at that time, we didn't observe as such at that time. We didn't sit down and point long sticks into the sky and note it down how many marks something has moved, or wrote long tables of lists of when a certain star rose. We did watch the stars. We understood what happened, and that's becoming ever so clear in many monuments. We knew that already, but this is a nice example that 2000 BC, people had a very good knowledge about what was going on in the skies. And we don't have to extend it to all the group of the society, but a small group will have known what would have happened.
The knowledge from 4,000 years ago is sadly lost, so how can we look further into this to confirm our ideas of what we think it is and to get a better idea of what would have happened around this stone?
This is where we have to make sure what we've got as facts are facts. So we have to really make sure we're approaching from many different angles. Like our project is looking at the orientation of the stone, trying to support it through, are there packing stones there that would show that there was an intentional setup of the stone? So we're trying to eliminate many other factors, but we're trying also to see how it fits into the context. What can really help to understand a bit more about the stone and possibly date it is the next step, setting up an exploratory dig on the side of the stone, where we could be having a look at the strata, the layering of the earth below that, seeing the exact structure of the packing stone, and really where at the moment we've inferred that they are packing stones, we can then see if they are there, in which manner, and maybe find some datable material that can really place this erection of the stone to a certain point. So it's trying to see things in context and making very sure that what you know is true, then inferring what is the most possible way of usage.
Dr. Dan Brown from Nottingham Trent University.